We welcome you in, everybody. Fax and Childress here from The Roar, and we've got Chris Rumpf and Nick Eason in the building. Going to have some fun here today. Coaches, really excited to have you guys and appreciative of you guys joining the program.
Glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
Coach Rumpf, we'll start with you. Obviously, been an eventful offseason for you guys as the defensive run game coordinator and the DN's coach. You bring in a big transfer portal addition and Will Help from Purdue. Talk a bit about that process, how it's streamlined, and adding a big-time premier player that a lot of schools in the country were after.
Well, we had a need there and decided to go to the portal to address it. And Will was a guy that, you know, checked all the boxes and things that we was looking at our players, not only as a football player, but some of the things that he brought, you know, off the field, his family, his beliefs and things that he wanted to do. So he checked all the boxes and made contact with them and got a relationship going, got him on campus, and once he got here and got around this place and saw the people that was involved that was going to, you know, touch his life on a daily basis, you know, it's a place that he could see himself, and he decided to come, and, man, we're happy to have him.
Yeah, definitely going to be exciting, a big-time player, and Coach Eason, associate head coach, co-defensive coordinator, and D-tackles. You have one of the deepest rooms in the country. I know a lot of people are going to get enamored with the star power of Capehart and Woods, but I'm almost more excited about those guys behind him getting a chance to get after it in the rotation. Talk a little bit about your room in totality, and you got a grin on your face right now. Coaching some of the talented players that you're slated to coach this year, it's hard not to be excited, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, excited for this opportunity to be able to lead this room. As you mentioned, we have a lot of depth, a lot of talent in the room, and these guys have been working really extremely hard. You know, greatness and games are not won on the radio, on Twitter, on Instagram. It's won when you put your hand in the dirt. And these guys have been playing in the dirt this offseason, been working really hard, staying in shape and doing the things necessary to make themselves elite football players. But, you know, I truly believe that reputation and resume mean nothing. You got to go earn it, and you got to show yourself worthy every single year, and you got to prove it. And so it started this offseason, and those guys have been doing a really good job of just creating that camaraderie in the defensive tackle room and just working really hard and hold each other accountable. And that's one thing, you know, Coach Allen, you know, talks about accountability, toughness, and love. And those guys have really been the example of that this offseason. So I'm truly excited, you know, to go out to, you know, training camp and watch these guys go to work and put it on tape.
And coaches, this will be for both of you. We can stick with you, Coach Eason, then back to Coach Rumpf. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the leadership that's mm-hmm. in your respective rooms, at your mm-hmm. position groups. It feels like you have a lot of veterans that, mm-hmm. you know, have done a great job throughout the course of their careers of paving the way for younger talents. Well,
right.
You've got a young nucleus of talent that's a lead in both of your respective position groups. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the culture that's been instilled, the leadership, and how those veterans are paving the way for the next generation.
I think the leadership starts with me and teaching them how to lead. These still are young men, young kids,
right.
Who are learning. And so in order for them to teach them how to be the example, I have to be the example. And I think, you know, Woods and Capehart and Stefalin, those guys have really stepped up to the challenges that I presented before them. And it just starts with that loving on each other and spending time with each other and creating that camaraderie. And that way it becomes more than just a teammate. It becomes your brother. It becomes really true family. A lot of people use the word family very loosely. But, you know, when you talk about family, you're invested in that person. And so I challenge them this offseason to invest in each other outside the game of football. And they've done that. And so I'm really proud of the way they've responded to the challenges. You know, everybody is, you know, on the same page. They're feeling great. They're working out hard. There was a period where they didn't have to be here, and those guys stayed here and worked out together. And that's one of the things I challenged them with, and they responded to that. And just leading the room, you know, like you said, there's a lot of young talent, you know, that, you know, we haven't seen yet. I mean, Champ Thompson, Heaven Brown Shula,
yeah.
You know, Vic Burley, even Zaire Patterson, who's been here a long time, you know, hasn't really seen the field much. And so looking forward to seeing him and even down to our guys that, you know, Patrick Swaggart and Aiden Hendrick, who are our walk-ons, you know, who I wouldn't have got through spring practice without, you know, just having them there. Here being present, you know, with the amount of just guys being banged up we've had in the past. But just truly, truly proud of these guys. And that leadership has to continue to move on. I've always challenged, like, hey, when you operate in your gift, For wherever you sit or stand, the room will shift. And, you know, those guys have been doing that. You know, I challenge them to be room shifters. And everybody's like an elevator. You're either taking people up or you're taking them down. And I think they've been doing a good job of just really elevating the level of play of each other in the room.
Yeah, I love the elevator analogy. And Coach Rumpf, similar question to you, obviously, with the DNs, having upper echelon guys with NFL aspirations like Parker and Helt, that's got to be an extremely beneficial addition to your room and then just the way that they can pave the way for others.
Yeah, you know, they've done a good, great job. But one of the things that, you know, I always try to tell them is, you know, to be a great leader, man, you got to be a follower. And, you know, I know we give those guys as being leaders a lot of credit, but I also give those younger guys credit also as being followers.
Yeah,
trusting those guys. So, you know, we try to do it holistically. We try to do it as a group. And like Coach said, you know, you're going to lead in your gift. Some guys have the ability to lead in words and encouragement. Some guys lead by just doing it, by leading by example. So whatever their gift is, you know, that's the area that you lead in. And also they got to have an ear to hear and an ear to listen and not to say that I'm Will Hill or I'm TJ or I'm, you know, Kate Denhoff. You know, I can't listen to anybody. You know, everybody opportunity to lead in their own way, but you got to earn the right to lead as well.
Right, I think that's a great point. As we're continuing to visit with Nick Eason and, of course, Coach Chris Rumpf as well. We'll start with you here, Coach Rumpf, but I want to ask both of y'all. You seem to have a very good vibe getting along, and it seems to be the same for
– Well, you know, really, they get us, you know, both mixed up because we're both dark-skinned and bald-head. And so I've been called him multiple times since he got – especially since I, you know, got my sexy back and started walking a little bit of weight. So I've taken the hey, Coach Rump, you know. I don't even respond. I just answer.
Yeah, I just wave my hand.
If they really pay attention, he got more gray on his chin. But that's a testament to him. If they think that he's me, then that means he's looking real young. He's 15 years older than me, actually 20 years older than me. So he's old enough to be my daddy. So just want to make that very clear.
So would you say you officially have your sexy back, Coach?
100%. Now, we both, you know, we're the same two exes together. You know, I can go in his locker and take his clothes now. But, you know, yeah, I know.
So on those points, what kind of contributes to, you know, the vibe that you guys have on the staff on the defensive side of the ball? It seems like a brotherhood. It seems like a family. And that could be said, you know, from top to bottom throughout this building, really. But whether it be Tom, whether it be Coach Bulware, you know, the positional coaches on the defensive side of the football, what contributes to the great chemistry that you guys have working amongst each other and not taking anything too serious at the end of the day and prioritizing that family feel and keeping fun at the forefront?
You know, I said earlier, just with the defensive line, it just takes being invested with each other as men. And I've known Coach Rump for a really, really long time. He's been doing this for a long time at all levels, the high school level, the collegiate level, and the pro level. And when I was coaching in the NFL, he was in college, we had a lot of conversations then. You know, obviously our chemistry has always been good and always been real. The one thing I admire about Coach, you know, he's a man of God, man of his faith, and he lives that. He loves his wife, loves his family, and has really, you know, been an example, you know, for us young coaches. I'm watching how he goes about business.
He tried to break my family up, too.
And I really, truly,
he did.
Truly appreciate that. you know, so I'm just glad to have him here. It's all about that brotherhood and camaraderie. And the story he's talking about, his wife got mad at me. Because I got on the plane and drones. We were sitting in the sauna one day, by the way, with space in between us.
Yes.
In the sauna, not close together. We were sitting in the sauna, and, you know, I'm a musician. And so I had some music playing, and he was tapping on his, you know, tapping on his foot. And I say, man, you know what? And I say, you play drums? No, I don't, but I've always wanted to. And I say, man, I think you can do it. And so, man, you know, ever since then, you know, every time music came on, you know, he always patting on his thigh, patting on the floor. And so eventually he went and got him a drum set and put it in his house. And so, you know, he was, you know, in the process of transitioning from his previous job to here. And so I saw his wife on the sidelines one day when she first came back to visit for a home game. And she, you know, signaled to me to come over here. And so I was like, oh, boy, and it wasn't like she was smiling. She said, hey, I need to talk to you for a second. And she said, you know, when I get to this house, I'm going to throw these drums in the lake. Got my husband playing the drums. spending more time playing the drums than talking to me. So I'm gonna throw these drums in the lake. So Keela, I'm sorry I'm telling on you, but I told the story. Just had to make sure people knew that you don't play.
So
about your hub.
The million-dollar question now is, are the drums, do they still exist? Did they end up in the lake? Are they still in the house, Coach Rumpf? I'm going to defer to you here.
She tried to, but I talked out of it. I don't play quite as often as I used to.
I feel like that's one of the getting called to the principal's office vibes for you, Coach.
Was your
heart racing having to go over there? Did you know what it was about?
No, I mean, yeah, no, I really didn't, but I sort of kind of knew. But, you know, she had that old grandma finger, you know. The grandma finger, hey, get over here. Let me talk to you for a second. I'm like, oh, boy.
She said, where'd you get the idea to play drums at? I was like, well, Nick told me.
Yeah, Nick told me. Nick this, Nick that. You know,
wait till I see him.
Yeah, wait till I see him.
Okay, so now the million-dollar question, I'm sure the audience is to know.
Yeah.
When will we get footage of Coach Rumpf on the drums? And then to further that point, are we going to get a duet going? Like, you got good.
We played a few times.
Yeah. Played a few times?
Yeah, we played a few times. Me and, you know, you talk about that camaraderie. So one day, you know, Coach Rumpf is actually a really good cook. All right, I'm giving him credit where credit is due. He can do his thing. All right. And so me and obviously defensive guy Daquan Bowers, Corey Crawford, you know, and then John Scott, and then we had Coach Moore, and then all of a sudden Coach Allen came over. And so this is his first time hanging out with us. And so he came over, man, and he was eating and enjoying himself and just really. But it comes with that. That's the times you really get close together as men and just getting to know each other and get to know each other's story. I think Coach Allen's done a really good job of how he's starting off our, you know, defensive meetings with prayer and just with, you know, leading us as a group and making it known that we all are human beings and we're not, you know, exempt to having, like, problems in being men. And it happens to everybody.
Right.
And then being able to acknowledge that, but also we have a job to do here as well. But, you know, it's been great. I'm loving it.
To go back to that, I think one of the things that was so awesome about that day was that it was so organic.
Right.
You know, it wasn't stiff. It was like, hey, man, gonna throw some meat on the grill, man, and pause. And we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna come over and you know, we're gonna bring the instruments over, man, and we're gonna play. So, man, we just had a good time, and next thing you know, so I'm coming. And so, man, we just hung out, man, and just ate, played the drums, played some music, had a great time.
So what's on the track list for the Clemson football coaching staff? Like, if you guys had to play together, as you're alluding to, what are some of the hits that were you were pulling out that day?
I'm not as good as these guys are professionals. So.
Okay, so Nick Easton's a professional.
No doubt. For real. He is a professional. Done it professionally. But can play everything. He picks up the guitar. He plays the drums. He do it all, seriously. So I'm just tipping and tapping, and they sort of pulled me along.
We can go to any genre, you know. It can be, you know, gospel, always going to be first love, just because I, you know, I'm a PK kid, and so grew up in a church, and so gospel going to be the first go-to, and then I can do jazz, I can do R&B, I can do soul, I can do country, because I play by ear. And so being able to have an ability to, you know, hear the music and being able to play it back is just truly a gift. And so it's just one of the, you know, things that I love about, you know, some of the things that people don't know about me. And a lot of times when I listen to music, the first thing that I hear, it's not really the lyrics, it's the instruments in the background. And so a lot of music, if you were to hear my playlist on my phone, it's a lot of different music, and it's because of the instruments and because of the vibe of the soulfulness of the instruments, not the lyrics. And so, but that's just one little tad bit about me. I've played at, obviously, our official visits, and then played at team church as well. And then, you know, and those are really probably the only times lately here in the last 3 or 4 years since I entered the world of college football that I actually have an opportunity to play. So very appreciative of the talent that God has given, you know, given to me.
And that's legit. And Coach, the follow-up question for that would be, is that something you identified as a young age, that you had that, you know, in your tool bag?
Four years old, I was playing drums at my church full-time. And then maybe about 6 or 7 years later, you know, drums and the bass guitar worked together. And so I had just been, you know, watching our bass guitar player at the time, and then he moved away. And then so my uncle, who was our lead guitarist at the time, who's now currently my pastor at my church back in Georgia, he was gone on vacation. And so I went to the bass player who had moved on, went to his house. Man, I learned how to play the bass in a couple weeks. And so I came back.
Couple weeks.
In a couple weeks. I just knew how to do it. I can't explain it, but, you know, I've been able to play that ever since. And I always knew how to strum on the guitar a little bit. But when I went to Nashville, you know, I took it to another level. Just got on YouTube and started running some learning, you know, looking at some, you know, self-taught, you know, guitar videos, tutorials, and just miraculously just started playing the lead guitar. And I've always known how to play the piano since I was about 10. So it's a unique thing about myself that, you know, I'm very grateful and appreciative of, because it's, you know, not only kind of like gratifying for myself, but it's also entertainment for people. You know, it brings people together. Music does.
This is fascinating. I didn't know you had this in the skill set and the repertoire, Coach, but a newfound respect for your musical talent. Yeah. So I'll take this in another direction, and you guys are willing to decline this. I'm an Eagles fan, so the O-line for the Eagles, they do the studio album where they did the Christmas album. Mm-hmm. What would it take success-wise this year for Clemson football for the defensive side of the staff to put out maybe even an EP? I'll give you a note here. A couple songs, get in the studio in the offseason, obviously, when everything's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Would it be a national championship, a conference championship? What would this team have to accomplish to make that happen?
I don't know. You know, it takes a lot of time and preparation.
It does.
A lot of practice to bring a bunch of us together to be able to do that. You know, I think it would just take – it'll be sometime when the season is at the end.
At the end.
Not during the season, that's for sure.
Okay.
You know, because they're still recruiting
right
at the season.
Right.
There is drills. There is spring camp.
Those are no joke.
Yeah,
Matt Drills,
yeah,
you hear the horror stories about, you know, about Matt Drills.
That might be something in our after post-career coaching
career.
Yeah, not during.
Not during.
Nah.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, fellas, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here today, Coach Eason and Coach Rome.
I got a question for you.
You got a question for me?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on,
Surprise.
Coach?
So your name, pronounce it?
Faxon.
Faxton.
Yes.
Like fax.
Yes.
Like, that is definitely unique. I've never heard. You ever heard of Faxton? Rump?
No.
Where you from, Faxton?
Just outside of Atlanta, Coach. But Barrett and I actually went to high school together.
Oh, you a North Gwinnett guy.
North Gwinnett guy.
Okay, Faxton. Where did your parents get that from?
The golfer, Brad Faxon.
So okay.
Mom wanted to name me Jackson. So then my dad kind of, I think he made a power play there. And
Daddy threw his touch on it.
Yeah.
Faxon.
And went for Faxon because that was his favorite golfer. Yes, sir.
You got to abbreviate. Anybody call you Fax?
I think a lot of people do. That's the name of my show, actually. It's Fax on Sports. So
right.
from 9 a.m. to noon on 105.5. Y'all have to tune in sometime.
And then some rump dude born with a name with some swagger. Fax.
Faxon.
Faxon. Big facts.
Big facts.
Big facts, man.
Like, hey, listen, we might have to throw some of this in the intro now, Ben, now that we've got them bragging and showing some love. But in all seriousness, coaches, we really appreciate y'all
taking some time.
Yeah. Definitely fun stuff here today with
Absolutely
Coach Ron for Coaches.
Thanks a lot, man.
Take care. Be blessed, brother.
For sure.
Be blessed.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all.